And good morning. It is a Monday. It is an open phone day today. We had one on Thursday, and Mondays and Thursdays are typically open phone days. It's summertime. Boy, is it summertime, but it's not officially it's not summer yet, is it, Colin? It's not officially summer one more week, but let's face it.
Summer. We've long heard you lament about the differences between calendar and meteorological summer.
Yeah, I understand, and trust me, when does it typically get hot? It doesn't.
Usually around this time.
Usually around this time, exactly. It is very hot, and it's going to be steamy. And yes, could see a scattered shower, but that
big old heat wave.
Well, you take heat, you take temperature, you take this unstable air. What happens? Turns into rain, doesn't it? Yeah, that's basically it. All right, well, let's see what happened over the weekend. Okay. Over the weekend, House and Senate members of a special conference committee agreed in principle on a change in gun laws and what to do to help stem this tide of gun violence. And what they are proposing is a lot of what we've already they're proposing that anyone that the licensing requirements or being able to get a license to get a firearm. Now, these are for legal firearms. They're looking at that from a standpoint. Are people getting guns no matter what illegally? Yes. There has been talk about the AR-15. And how easy it is to modify an AR-15 into a fully automatic weapon. To me, that's scary. I don't know.
excuse me. To me, the gun itself is not really the problem. The problem is who has access to it.
I would agree with that. I do agree. I think, but a gun that allows you to, a gun that you can modify to be able to shoot a considerably much larger number of rounds and spray and kill as many people as possible, that is of concern to me, and particularly in these school shootings. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know. They did say, now they've talked about the age. We talked about the age requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone under 21 trying to buy a gun will face very great scrutiny, and they'll have a waiting period.
Well, the legal age is 18.
Age is 18, that's right. Anyone under 21, though, will face also anyone under 21. So the legal age right now to buy a gun is 18. But anyone buying a gun under 21, in other words, if you're 18, 17, or whatever, whatever the legal age is in your state, they're not asking you to change that. But they are asking those states to use a mental health screening that goes along with that. We've talked about that, but I'm not sure who does that and how it works. I think that maybe...
Is there?
They are proposing that. There is not now. They are proposing that.
Okay, that's an important distinction to make, then.
Yes, they are proposing that. I don't know how. They also are asking anyone, they are saying, if you've had a history of domestic violence and or firearms, a firearms warrant or firearms, any firearms citation, bar you from getting a gun.
Which makes a lot of sense when you think about it. You don't want someone who's committed those types of offenses to get their hands on a gun again.
Now, it does not stop. It does not stop, and I don't know what they have for this. It doesn't stop a parent from just giving the child a gun.
No, it doesn't.
No. And that's what's happened in a few... Or it doesn't stop the child from stealing the gun or getting it illegally or whatever.
I think they're really just trying to cover as many bases as they're permitted to.
But they are asking. They're asking schools to tighten security within their buildings. They are asking... To have specially trained units for dealing with something that might happen like that,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense. They didn't have that in Uvalde, and that was a I'm not going to say a comedy of errors, but it was full of errors, and especially the story of the sheriff saying he had an entire chain or a high tire ring of keys and couldn't find the right key.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what you do, but I mean, can you shoot a lock off? Probably not. You always see it in TV shows, but it's not as,
it depends on the door. I think.
I would think at a secure door would be very hard to do that.
Yeah, you see that all the time in movies where a SWAT team will take a shotgun and blow the hinges off of a door, but
and if they could have made more mistakes, I don't know how they could have made any more. But you know, the fact that safety in school, safety. I don't know. The more legislation you try to come up with, the harder it is to enforce it. And frankly, that's really the issue. I think the issue is just not the matter of having a law. It's having it enforced.
Yeah, that's 100% the issue, because you bring up all these issues and you come up with these solutions, and a lot of them are either very difficult to enforce or just not enforceable altogether.
I think that is very true. The other thing that we are facing, okay, that's the gun violence. Russia is now using Soviet-style, what they use to attack ships at sea. It is a wide-dispersing bomb that causes extraordinary collateral damage.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's designed to kill as many basically spread as far as it can and to kill as many people as possible. Plus, we've got that going on in Ukraine. Plus, we also have a lot of these European governments that had promised all of these things for Ukraine. Well, guess what? Natural gas has been cut. Their oil has been cut. They're facing, you know, we're kind of busted. Actually, almost everybody's kind of busted, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's face it, it's not the same. We're not in the same place we were a couple years ago.
No, we weren't.
Remember all those stimulus checks coming in and the trillions of dollars and inflation was going backwards?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not happening. And I know the people are saying, well, and we're getting the Biden administration saying it's a... Well, this is the Putin clause. Well, no, I think there's a lot of things that are going on at the same time. We had inflation going on before that.
Yeah, that kind of happens when you just add $2 trillion to the economy out of nowhere.
But I guess the other thing is we're just talking about all of the fact that what people are doing to make it. I did notice, I was out yesterday running some errands.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that I didn't see anything over 479. I saw quite a few stations with 479. I also
get ready for that to change.
I also saw 469. A lot of stations that were 479 went back to 469.
Well,
that may change too. I probably will.
Mm-hmm.
This was a lot of. Some of it was just on my bike. I also know what I also notice as I'm out on the bike. Went by the area where car dealers were. I said, I think I'll just pedal around and see what it looks like. Well,
prices are ridiculous.
Have you been? Yeah, I looked at that too. The prices they had online. Prices are outrageous.
Yeah.
We're looking at cars that were selling for like $13,000, $14,000, selling for $30,000 or $30,000.
Yep.
No.
Just no.
Just say no. Just say no. But the fact is, there aren't very many cars anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Used cars are up, so we've got a dramatic shortage of new cars, a dramatic shortage of even cars that are within a year or two age. Cars maybe never have been sold, but are still last year's models. But and these cars are if you look at the way the lots are, have you seen those? Have you driven by and seen the lots?
I have.
And you see, what do you see all the way around? A zillion, you see a... Now, if you want a pickup truck, oh, you're in luck.
Oh, yeah. Only trouble
does
is...
Does it look to you like... Does it look to me? Pickup trucks are basically... They're everywhere. And but pickup trucks, my understanding
they're
was
much more expensive than regular cars.
Much more expensive. Yeah. No,
because not only are they generally larger, they're also more expensive to manufacture.
Yeah. Anyways, what is the biggest issue? All right, we're talking anything and everything today. Inflation is obviously gas prices. That is becoming a real problem. But good morning. Who do we have with us?
Yeah, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, I got a question for you. How many cars could you buy with $1 trillion?
A lot.
Probably quite a few yet.
I think the government ought to just buy every one of us a car and take her old one on trade. It wouldn't be any more foolish than what they're doing with some of the things with the money now anyway. I know you're laughing.
I'm laughing. I'm laughing only because I think the fact is, yes, I understand. And you're being a little facetious here, but that's...
I'm being sarcastic.
And okay, you're being sarcastic. Okay, I'll be blunt and direct. The fact is, I was on the phone with my sister yesterday in California. I said, what's the price of gas out there? Well, she's in the area where she's at, it's only about $6.80 per gallon. Only about $6.80 per gallon. The area that she was in, go over to downtown San Francisco. Right now, the average price of gas in San Francisco, there are quite a few stations over $10 a gallon.
Yeah, and how do you compensate for that? What do you give up if you have to drive 40 or 50 miles one way to work?
You don't. You have to give up a lot.
Yeah.
You have to give up a lot. I think that's let's face it. We've got a lot of people right here that come in that live maybe 20, 30, 50 miles away from here that come here for jobs, don't they?
And well, I know when I make service calls, I go within a 50-mile radius. So, you know, I got to figure out, okay, am I going to try and make all these calls in one day, or am I going to try and group them together, or you know, whatever the case would be. But if a person calls, you have to go. You can't just say, well, I'll be there when I feel like it, when I get his money for gas, of course, and stuff.
And the other thing
any better right now.
Jack, no matter where you turn. We were looking at we're gonna go to Chicago. Father's Day weekend. We're gonna head into the city. Hotel prices are outrageous. Gas prices. Fortunately, my wife's car gets very good gas mileage. No, we're not. We used to rent a car. We used to rent a car to go into Chicago. We're not renting any cars. Although the price of rental cars has come down somewhat from what it was when we were on spring break. The price of a rental car in Arizona when we were on spring break, you know what it was? It was $150 a day.
Oh yeah.
And I said, how much did you say? $150 a day? She said, and I said, no.
Plus mileage.
Plus, you got to pay for the gas too. You got to fill the gas. Yeah, the gas price plus the rental. No, it made. I said.
Well, I got another comment going a different direction. You know, famous quotes by presidents like, you know, Harry S. Truman, the buck stops here, or, you know, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
Okay.
Biden's going to go down, it's Putin's fault. That's going to be his legacy.
You know,
really.
I think that, do I think that the war in Ukraine and the fact is that we've got, the fact is that Putin has cut off gas and natural gas supplies and also made the area much more volatile. Yes, I think it has some to do with it. To say it has all to do with it.
That same regard, we have enough natural gas and oil here to supply the world. We could resupply whatever Russia's cut off, but for some reason, we won't do it.
Well, you know what?
I'm not going to blame the president because, of course, he doesn't even know what blame is. But, you know, we've got to do something or this country is going to go down the tubes quick.
Yeah, I know that when we're going to drive to Chicago, and I know that we're going to instantly, I don't think, we won't find any place under about $5.80 a gallon.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Across the river. We may find a little less than that, but there's, yeah, it will be the price of, well, yeah, now, if you had, oh, I feel sorry, if you have fuel oil,
oh,
for
wow.
your house, the price of fuel oil is more than double. The price of diesel for all the stuff that has to go by truck that's delivered
is almost tripled.
That is, well, it's actually about double right now where it was 2 years ago, too.
Yeah.
And
well,
so,
I can see also gas shortages coming like we had in the 70s.
Oh.
OPEC, you know, pulled that stunt.
Yeah.
And, but the sad thing is that, you know, we don't have, I guess you'd say, of taking care of everybody else. It's like it's either me or nobody else, like that attitude. And I'm surprised more people haven't had gas stolen from their fuel tanks now, but I'm sure it's happening in other places because of the cost of fuel and it's real easy to drill a hole in somebody's gas tank and siphon their gas out.
I really wouldn't give anybody any ideas.
By the way,
I'm not giving anybody ideas. It's just happening.
By the way, I went to a gas station. My lawnmower. It says on my lawnmower manual says, "Do not put ethanol-based fuel into this engine." I put the highest grade of oil, synthetic oil, in, and I put the highest grade of non-ethanol-based fuel in there, and that's what. Anyway, I paid $5.65 a gallon. Now, I only put in a gallon and a third, but it cost me $8.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
But look at the people that are paying that to try and fill up their tanks. My God.
Yeah. Well, when I was in high school back in just a few years ago, gas was 22 or 25 cents a gallon, and we had a team of kids who'd come out. We'd wash the windows, check the air pressure tires, check the oil, at 25 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We
and
had
think that at $5 a gallon, somebody would come out at least, thank you.
We used to drive.
It didn't even happen that way.
We used to drive to Chicago. I had a Volkswagen, and there was four of us in a Volkswagen. I think we got 30 miles to the gallon of gas. But anyway, so we drove 60 miles back, 120 miles, and it cost, and the price of gas was right at 25 cents a gallon. In fact, it was at the Hudson Station just outside of La Crosse, it was 24.9. I remember that because that was, I said.
Well, those are good old days, aren't they?
No, we get four of us are going to go, four of us go to 120 miles, and we each put in 50 cents for the gas.
Well.
You don't see.
You know, we can sit back and say, "I wish we had days like that again." But
well, you know, the fact is, we don't have those days. I think now one thing that if you've been around the block a few times, and so have I. Okay.
Okay.
One thing we have seen is that you remember about 1980 when the prime rate was 21%.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Could you buy a house at 21? When the prime rate's 21%, how did people buy houses?
Well, they did. They're still paying for them.
Well, they didn't pay. They didn't. Typically, you didn't get a loan at 21%. What you did, nobody. I don't know of anybody that did that. I do know that pretty much if you were in real estate, the only way you could sell a house would be to convince the owner to sell on contract.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And it's what is the owner willing to take on contract as a percentage to be able to sell that piece of property? And what are you willing to pay as a buyer? That's how almost everything was sold. If you wanted to buy a car, and I did buy a car in 1978, I remember buying a car and I got 9.08% interest rate on it. And I'll go ahead and say it, F&M Bank and Trust. And I still remember I paid that thing off in 3 years. And then the last payment, handed them the last check, and the guy, he said, boy, are we glad to have this one off the books.
You know, here's another thing. When you get your car paid for, then you got to buy another car because it takes so long to pay for them now.
Yeah, I mean, you could. Can you buy a car? Can you? Yeah.
Oh, believe me, I'm well aware of the pain of car payments.
Yeah, well, back in that those days, yeah, a 3-year car loan was typical, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you could get a 3-year car loan now with the car.
When I got my car loan, the minimum was 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's typically what it is. Well, and there are car loans right now. There's a 10-year car loan.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That wouldn't surprise me. Hey, you want to draw some suspicion, go in and say you want to pay for a car, and no one will know why. Pay cash up front.
Most dealers don't sell cars. They sell financing is what they do.
For the cars.
And the extended warranties. For the cars and undercoating and it's all the additions that go in there. Yeah.
That's how they make their money.
You go to a car dealer and say, I won't pay cash. I don't want anything. I don't want you to do anything. I'm just going to pay you cash. They look at you like
you're crazy.
You're crazy. Yeah. It's not city.
Okay, well, I'll let you go, but thanks, Jack. Good luck with your talk show today.
Good luck. Thanks.
You.
Thank you,
thanks.
Jack. All right. You're talking about, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
And now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
In case you're wondering, the Pelicans have officially cleared Zion Williamson. So he's entering the final year of his rookie contract this offseason. Eligible for a contract extension. I just don't know what's going on in this situation. Do you want him? You going to keep him? Does he want to stay there?
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart and Walmart.com. Requires a compatible online phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan. Are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
What's in store for you this summer? Vacation plans, ball games, home improvement projects? No matter what you have in store, Standard of Beaverdale has something in their store for you. You'll find some new fencing and decking materials to make your own backyard paradise a reality. Every home oasis needs a grill, and Standard has lots to choose from. Roofing and siding might not be as fun, but both are necessary, and Standard has the right materials to help you get the job done and get back to the fun. When you're headed out on fun adventures, the Standard Carhartt department has the right bag or cooler for you. Father's Day is right around the corner. With the price of gas these days, everyone at Standard thinks Dad would love to go electric with a battery-powered lawnmower, trimmer, or other outdoor power equipment. Dad might also like a DeWalt power tool now with a battery that is longer lasting and lighter. And check out the new Edge Safety Eyewear, polarized glasses that provide safety with style. You'll find all this and so much more at Standard of Beaverdale in West Burlington, Iowa, open 6 days a week.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty. The National Weather Service is advising residents of elevated temperatures as a result of a heat wave. Temperatures from Monday through Wednesday are projected to reach the lower to upper 90s, with a few locations reaching as high as 100 degrees on Tuesday. Heat indices during the day could reach between 100 and 105 degrees in some areas. Residents are advised that such high temperatures can become dangerous quickly and to take necessary precautions, such as drink plenty of water, spend time in air conditioning or the shade, and to never leave people or pets alone in a closed car. The federal government says it will distribute $60 million among 12 states that have waterways that flow into the Mississippi River to help them control farm runoff and other pollution that contribute to a dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. The money comes from the infrastructure law that President Biden signed in November, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. Radhika Fox, EPA Assistant Administrator for Water, made the announcement Friday alongside Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagg in Des Moines. The money will be distributed over the next 5 years to Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Ohio, Tennessee, and Wisconsin. U.S. regulators have historically inspected baby formula plants at least once a year, but they did not inspect any of the three biggest manufacturers in 2020. That's according to federal records reviewed by the Associated Press. The FDA has consistently inspected infant formula facilities annually, but in early 2020, the FDA pulled most of its safety inspectors from the field because of the pandemic, so it skipped thousands of routine plant inspections. The gap in baby formula plant inspections is getting new scrutiny from Congress and government watchdogs. That's because one Michigan factory had to be closed for contamination, turning a supply shortage into a full-blown crisis that sent parents scrambling to find formula. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien cancels his in-person appearance this morning with the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. It's reported that his wife's in labor. First of three daytime hearings this week.
The charge of the committee today is to document what was going on between the election and January 6th. The committee wants to understand what fueled the riot. The committee is also probing what the president did or did not do during the riot.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Father and son from Delaware at the Capitol that day are on trial in D.C.
A federal judge will hear testimony in the bench trial for Kevin Seafried and his son Hunter, who prosecutors say were, quote, aggressive and active participants in the Capitol riot on January 6th last year, noting that they were among the first rioters to enter the building.
Fox's Tonya J. Powers on Wall Street. Another big sellout. The Dow is down around 750 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Heat advisory effect noon today till 8 p.m. Wednesday. Mostly cloudy. A slight chance of some widely scattered showers this morning. Then back to mostly sunny, hot this afternoon. A high to 95. Heat index values up to 106. South winds gusting to 25. Clear tonight. A low down to 77. Look for sunny and hot Tuesday. Look for a high up to 98 degrees. Heat index values to 104. And a southwest wind gusting to 35 miles an hour. And right now, we continue mostly cloudy skies and 79 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are coming off their worst week since January. They're poised to continue the sell-off today on Wall Street. The S&P 500 index could slip back into bear market territory, 20% below its record high. Bitcoin plunging, dropping 14% and falling below $24,000 over the weekend. $200 billion was wiped off the crypto market. Gas prices hit a fresh record high this morning. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular, now $5.01. Google will pay more than $100 million to settle a class action lawsuit claiming it discriminated against women in pay and promotions. It covers more than 15,000 female workers in California. Universal's Jurassic World Dominion was number one at the weekend box office. It made more than $143 million. Universal is a sister company to CNBC. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. QuickBooks manual processes, integration difficulties, and glitchy delays will leave you scrambling for the numbers you need. Failing to graduate to NetSuite will leave you stuck in summer school while your friends party. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, no matter how big your business grows. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. place. That's why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, used by over 29,000 growing businesses. Automate your process with NetSuite and close your books in no time. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control since graduating from QuickBooks to NetSuite. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so graduating has never been easier. Head to NetSuite.com/advantage right now. NetSuite.com/advantage. NetSuite.com/advantage.
Two Great River Health Clinics offer care 7 days a week without an appointment. Urgent Care in Keokuk and West Burlington is for illnesses and injuries that need attention right away but aren't considered emergencies. This includes allergic reactions, infections, cold, flu, and COVID-19 symptoms, minor cuts, and broken bones. On-site laboratory and x-ray services are available. Get urgent care when you need it in Keokuk and West Burlington. For a list of services and locations, visit greatriverhealth.org.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart and Walmart.com. Requires a compatible unlocked phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan. Are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Mortgages, remodeling projects, car loans, personal loans, I do it all. I'm Kristen with Danville State Savings Bank. Whether you want a better home, more reliable transportation, or even just to have more fun with a boat, a motorcycle, or a vacation, at Danville State Savings Bank, along with your good credit, I can make it happen. Come see me in New London. At Danville State Savings Bank, we are ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everything you need to know and more on AM and FM. All your favorite programs and personalities with a cleaner, clearer signal and a larger nighttime coverage area. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Three and 1490 KBR. It is a talk show today. We're up to 81 degrees. A little bit of mostly cloudy to hazy sunshine. We've got Colin across the board. He's got his eyes shut.
How can you not just vibe to this song? How can you not?
It is. You know, there's. And you know, that's a. Just a bumper. It's an instrumental bumper. Yeah, we're not allowed. We can't play the song. We can't play the song because that would be considered not BMI.
How do you just not vibe to that song?
You know,
in any fashion.
There you go. Well, you know what? We were talking about all of the things people are trying to do to try to get around, and I guess what Russia. It does not look good in Ukraine right now.
No, it does not.
And I don't see. I don't see anything coming in to make that situation. He's asking. Zelensky is asking to join the European Union. They're not going to do that. I don't think. I don't know what is going to happen. And I think Putin. Let's face it. Can they hang on? They've had. The mass casualties and the destruction, and
you got to think it's only a matter of time before someone in the general public in Russia speaks up.
Well, you would think there would be, but I don't. It doesn't seem to be. It seems that we seem to have this situation that And I don't know. It seems to be an unwinnable situation for Ukraine. I mean, I see, and I may be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But they've lost so many. They've lost so much, and they've lost so many things in so many soldiers. Anyway, it is 9:47. Good morning. Who are you with us?
Yeah, this is Tad here.
Hey, Tad.
What I think that Trump and Putin all be in the same cell that Charles Manson had.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well, that's okay. That's pretty strong. That's pretty strong. Ooh. Feeling. Okay.
Well, yeah. That's better than thinking. Otherwise, Trump will be affected over there with Russia here pretty quick. So who knows?
I do not see Donald Trump going to jail. I do. I think that he could be, I think he could be impeached. He's an ex-president. He could face
convicted.
He could be convicted and be ineligible to run. But I don't see any real penalty. And frankly, he seems to be able to slip out of any knot you put him in. So I keep the fantasy going, okay, Ted? All right, here we go. Yeah, the
same one as Charles Manson.
Hell yeah. Putin, Charles, yeah, in the put Putin and Trump together in that same cell. Okay, yeah. I don't see that happening. But it is
not going near that.
Not going near it either. It's just one of those. I mean, no, it's a situation where we've got, if it's one of those things. I've never seen the world, and I was telling my sister this. I've never seen such volatility and such danger in our world right now. Gun violence, we've got extremist groups everywhere.
That was another big story over the weekend, wasn't it? What was it, the 20? Was it
51? 51.
51?
I think it was, yeah.
I was thinking about the people in Idaho.
Okay, you're right. I think it was 21. I think maybe, was it 21 or it was either 21 or 51. It seemed to me it was 51.
I read 23 somewhere, I think. There was a large group of people.
A large
we'll
group,
say.
All wearing the same thing, and they were all from this extremist. I think Patriots, wasn't it a Patriots type group or whatever it was.
It was.
And they all organized.
A recognized white supremacist group was pulling up to disrupt a gay pride event in Idaho. And someone saw them pull up in a U-Haul truck and got scared and called the police. And they were all charged with conspiracy to riot, I believe is what the charge was.
It is going to be an interesting, The fact is, we have extremists on all sides right now, don't we?
I really just, the amount of groups like this, they're just, I really thought at some point in this country we were past this.
I don't know. I thought so too. I think a lot of them have been fed by basically being. This whole stolen election. Thing.
I believe the word you're looking for to describe them may be indoctrinated.
I think it's fervent, strong, incredibly strong supporters of the believing
it
the lie.
It goes back to stuff like, you remember when the QAnon stuff happened?
Yeah,
and just. I see it like this, and we had this discussion off mic a couple of times. It is the responsibility of the group to ostracize its own extremists in a society, right? The problem is, what happens when the entire society is extremists?
My sister was also talking yesterday about San Francisco, how beautiful San Francisco used to be, and how it has not become, it has become very, very much not so beautiful. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who are you with us?
Yeah, my brother lives in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, the first caller agreeing with him about oil, all of that. If Biden won't do this because they'll kick him out immediately, if they go back what Trump did, our prices would be way lower than they are now. I saw in a paperclip that Bernie Sanders coming.
Yep.
If somebody hears this, I got a question for him. Okay, the Democratic Party says they're for the lower income, the moderate income people, and they're working for the working class,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say. Then why are they allowing, then why are they taking responsibility for inflation and gas prices? Because I am a low income person. Starting tomorrow, I may ride my bike to work and take the bus to go down to volunteer, hopefully, years. Because it's just like I'm being taxed more, and even when I go get food and get gas. And it was interesting on AAA, they announced they're picking up more people or run out of gas on the road up by 32% because they don't have the money to buy for gas.
And I will say this. Do you know what happens? By the way, Colin, do you know what happens? You really don't want to run out of gas because if you do, you could definitely screw up your fuel pump.
Yep.
And that you don't want to. Yeah. The last thing you want to do is run out of gas. Mm-hmm. That is not a good thing, and it's going to cost you more money. Dean, look, I think everybody can agree whose fault is inflation? It's everybody's fault. And the oil companies, who has the biggest share in the scam or whatever the fact is that we're in this situation.
Yeah, you also have to factor.
They shut down all of these refineries, Colin, and
I'm well aware.
Yeah, they shut down the refineries to lower the amount of fuel that's available for sale.
Yeah, because during COVID, fewer people were driving, and also you have to factor into account that possibly a lot of price gouging is going on with the pumps.
Yeah, of course it's going on.
Well,
it's,
I know the one over by USA Bank, they're charging over $5 a gallon right now. But also some of those Democrats holler about the oil companies they had a hearing. Half of them have stock in the oil companies. So some
they
of
pretty
Democrats
much all,
are
they,
hypocrites.
Democrats
You're surprised that there's hypocrisy in American politics?
Dean, Democrats and Republicans both have Democrats and Republicans both have a large share of stock in oil companies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Yeah, it's nothing new.
I'll make this with Donald Trump. You know, it says before, watch the movie Patton. And Donald Trump and Patton is the same way. Patton believed he thought his way was the best way, and he didn't care what anybody thought. And if you disagree with him, you got fired.
No, I agree with
that. There's a part in where a general or lieutenant disagreed with him. He said, "You're fired, now the lieutenant." But Donald Trump, when he went in office, he promised to do things, and he did it. And they just basically, the Democrats and the committee, they hate the working class, they hate the working people.
Hey, Dean, this
they
situation. No, Dean, I tell you what, appreciate your call. Thank you much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
This man just literally compared Donald Trump to General Patton.
No, come on. I think the fact is what this committee.
I'd say their situations were quite different.
The committee is very different. I don't know how much is going to actually hold in. I mean, what sort of things are going to come out of this? Will anything really come out of this? Will it fizzle away?
In all likelihood, probably.
I think what Doug Steffen said today is, hey.
I think you made it the best point. No matter how hard to knot, you tie former President Trump in, he finds a way to get out.
No doubt. We're going to take a quick break. We'll have a few final words.
This is The Herd.
Attention listeners.
With Colin Cowherd.
Think how great Kevin Durant is. He's all-time great. Correct. I have him on my all-time teams. I have him on my third team. You can consider him for second. I love KD. They won before him. They won during him. And they're going after him. Brady leaves New England. The dynasty's over. All they care about is winning. All they care about is winning. You know how rare that is in sports? The new guys come to the Warriors, they buy in Andrew Wiggins, and the old guys stay in. Which is why KD leaving is so mystifying to me. I still don't get it. Why would you want to leave this? Whatever. With Golden State, I got no questions. I get all answers. I got the right facilitator. I got the defensive guys. I've got the culture. I've got the scores. And then Klay Thompson decided last night, hey, everybody, I'm back. Old Clay is back.
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Weekdays 11 to 2 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Out with the old and in with the blue. The blue skies, sunny days, and warm temperatures of spring, that is. Hi, I'm Bob Jern from Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning. Warm weather is here, and it's only going to get hotter as we roll from spring to summer. Your heater has done its job for the season, so now it's time to check out how that air conditioner is running. If it just needs a little patch up, give us a call. We can help it run a little smoother. But if it's on its last leg, don't worry. We can set you up with a new high-efficiency Amana air conditioner that'll keep you as cool as you need to enjoy the warm weather without overheating. Local utility companies are offering rebates of up to $780, so now is a great time to upgrade. For consistent temperatures in your home all year round, give us a call. Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning, your Amana dealer, serving Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois, with 24-hour service and never an overtime charge.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
The Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is full of flowers, each carried by someone committed to ending this disease. And right now, we need you to join us. And we're going to continue on because we are just about out of time today, and we are down to the last few seconds of our show. Anyway, we wish gas price, everything that you can go wrong. This it's a very, 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 very it's not a good situation. Anyway, have a great Monday, okay?
The News and Sports Authority for Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois. News Radio 9.